Bolinder presents this unabridged recording of Wartime Brides and Wedding Cakes, written by Amy Miller and read by Julie Maisie. Audrey Barton was fast asleep when her husband, Charlie, left. Kit bag slung over his shoulder, he carefully closed the bakery door behind him, quietly slipping from one life into another. The ink-blue sky peppered with stars. Audrey hadn't stirred when he'd dressed, silently, in the darkness, tying the laces of his heavy leather boots with trembling hands. She had slept on under the rose-print eiderdown, as he propped a handwritten note on the dressing table, glancing back at her dark blonde hair fanned on the pillow and breathing in the fragrance of her Pond's face cream, locking his wife's image into his heart. "I can't say goodbye," he had written. When Audrey had awoken before dawn that freezing cold morning to join Charlie in the bakehouse as she did every day, she discovered the note. Pulling her nightgown closer to her body, shivering slightly, she bit down hard on her bottom lip, quickly unfolding the paper to read his troubling words. "Charlie Barton," she cried, screwing up the note and hurling it across the room. Clenching her jaw and blinking away tears, she quickly processed what he had done. Of course, she knew he was joining up. He'd wanted to join the British Expeditionary Force since Britain declared war against Germany in September 1939. But because he was a baker, his occupation was reserved, and so he had food production duties at home. After 15 grim months of war, and in the midst of the Blitz, unimaginable calamity across the country, and with millions of people's lives in peril, Charlie had eventually persuaded the authorities to let him enlist, on the proviso that the bakery could continue to run without him. Yes, Audrey knew he was leaving, but he hadn't told her when. She had planned on organising him a farewell meal with his favourite dishes, herring plate pie and marrow surprise, and on packing him up with all the comfort she could think of, knitted socks, gloves, long johns, balaclava helmet, and a gingerbread cake for sustenance. A kiss, at the very least. "How could you?" she muttered, dashing to the window, the gnarled floorboards creaking underfoot. She lifted up the blackout blind and threw open the window, leaning out into the bitingly cold January air to peer up and down Fisherman's Road, the street in East Bournemouth where they lived. There was nobody in sight. Whereas once the lamplighter would have been putting out the gas lamps at this hour to make way for dawn, the blackout meant the only light was provided by a sliver of moon hanging in the sky, like a fingernail clipping, shining onto the deserted, snow-covered street. Audrey spotted a trail of Charlie-sized footprints in the snow, leading away from the bakery, continuing past the butcher's and the post office, their blackout blinds still closed. He had gone. Audrey didn't cry easily, but this morning she wept. "Oh, Charlie," she said to nobody, her voice quavering. "What kind of husband leaves his wife without saying goodbye? Goodbye might be all we have."